In a letter to the Senate Republican leader on Friday, Democratic Senators Dick Saslaw and Don McEachin asked for co-chairmanship of the Senate Finance Committee, with Republican Senator Walter Stosch and Democratic Senator Chuck Colgan sharing power. They also requested greater representation on a number of other key committees. The Senate has 20 Republicans and 20 Democrats, but earlier this session, Republican senators organized committees with Republican majorities, with the help of the tie-breaking vote of Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling. However, Bowling is restricted from voting on certain matters, including the budget, which the Virginia Constitution says must pass with 21 votes. Senate Republican leader Tommy Norment says the timing of the request, as well as the Democrats' unanimous vote against the Senate budget in the Finance Committee on Sunday, indicates that they intend to use their voting power over the state's two-year spending plan to leverage their position.
The Senate Finance Committee, under the directorship of Senator Stosch, has worked very, very hard to construct a bipartisan budget that is frankly more sensitive to the Democratic senators' concerns than the Republican senators' concerns. I did not see it as a good policy or governance decision to link whether or not we were going to vote for a bipartisan developed budget with whether or not somebody got on a committee. To me, one of them is about good policy. The other one is about just raw politics. And the fact that I didn't get my way on the opening day of the session, now I'm contemplating blocking the most important single piece of legislation that this General Assembly will consider in 2013. I just intellectually fail to see the linkage between these two. And I failed to see it, particularly when we have worked so hard together to put together a budget that is in the best interest of Virginians. And now we're going to say to Virginians, we're going to create a sense of financial uncertainty because you didn't get your way. To me, that just is totally contradictory to serving those sensitive constituent groups that we all have. I will continue to try to make whatever reasonable adjustments can be made in the budget because it is good policy. I am not going to make adjustments in that budget because someone is saying I didn't get on a committee that I wanted to be, and I'm not going to say, hey, you hold the budget up and I'll acquiesce to a political demand to restructure the committees. Those are two entirely unrelated subjects.
However, Democratic Senator Don McEachin of Henrico does not directly acknowledge a connection between the two issues.
It is an attempt on our part to suggest an accommodation. Fair would have been even committees all the way around, 16-person committees evenly split between the two parties. That would have been fair. This is an accommodation to try to reflect what the will of the people of Virginia is in fact. The people of Virginia do not support a repeal on one gun a month. The people of Virginia do not support transvaginal ultrasounds. The people of Virginia do not support personhood. This committee structure would make sure that those bills would have great difficulty reaching the floor of the Senate. That is reflective of the will of the people of Virginia. You can look at the poll numbers. You can look at any set of data that you choose to look at. Everything we do here is an attempt to reflect the will of the people of Virginia. It's an attempt to reflect the election results. We have substantive reasons for not voting for the budget, and we certainly don't want to fund a budget that funds the sort of things that you and I just talked about. And in addition, the voter suppression bills, which would obviously be something that would be funded by virtue of just funding the Board of Elections. Senator Norment and the Republican caucus are misinformed if they believe that we're prepared to negotiate off of this.
The Senate is expected to vote on their budget tomorrow. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.